Welcome to this module designed for those who support employees of federally regulated workplaces who have experienced or are experiencing sexual harassment and violence. Whether you're assisting someone who wishes to file a report under the Canada Labour Code, referred to as the Regulations, or the Canadian Human Rights Act, or you're an employee facing these challenges and seeking to understand your rights, these modules are for you. The primary goal of this resource is to introduce the regulations and the Canadian Human Rights Act that address sexual harassment and violence in federally regulated workplaces. It is particularly relevant for staff of sexual assault centers, sexual harassment centers, and others responsible for supporting individuals who face sexual harassment and violence at work. This series of modules was developed by Respect at Work, an area focusing on harassment and violence at work at the Center for Research and Education on Violence Against Women and Children at Western University. The content was created with input from sexual assault and sexual harassment center representatives across Canada, sponsored by the Federal Labour Program, and funded by Employment and Social Development Canada. This module, along with all others in this series, provides information on filing a formal report of sexual harassment and violence under the Canada Labour Code and the Canadian Human Rights Act. It is intended solely for educational purposes and should not be considered legal advice. Although we are focusing on federal legislation, many provinces and territories across Canada have health and safety legislation that includes gender-based violence, including sexual harassment and violence, and intimate partner violence, or IPV, at work. Please review the relative health and safety legislation and human rights laws in your province or territory. Anyone requiring further assistance and advice should seek independent legal advice. This resource is about sexual harassment and violence at work. Some of the content may be upsetting. We recommend reviewing the content in a space that feels comfortable and safe for you. We encourage you to take breaks if and when you need to. If you want to talk to someone for support, please see the toolkit for a list of resources and support services. Please take care while listening. If you are experiencing sexual harassment and violence at work, check your workplace policy. It might have information about where to get support. You can also contact the person or unit in your workplace that has been designated to receive disclosures and provide supports, as well as your union representative if applicable. If you are concerned that there may be immediate harm for you or someone else, call 911. This training is comprised of three micro-learning modules designed for you to learn at your own pace, in your preferred environment, and at your convenience. This module will take about 9 minutes to complete, and all three modules will take approximately 1 hour to complete. The content of the modules is also available as audio recordings. You can find these at itsnotpartofthejob.ca. Federally regulated workplaces are industries and businesses that fall under the jurisdiction of the federal government, rather than provincial or territorial governments. Some examples of federally regulated private sectors include air transportation, banks, port services, postal and courier services, radio and television broadcasting, railways that cross provincial and international borders, road transportation services, telecommunications, uranium mining processing, and atomic energy. Additionally, the federally regulated public sector includes federal public services and parliament. If you work for or are supporting someone who works for a federally regulated workplace anywhere in Canada, there are several laws that offer protection against sexual harassment and violence at work. For example, under the Canada Labour Code, federally regulated workers are protected from various hazards, including sexual harassment and violence. The Canadian Human Rights Act prohibits sexual harassment and violence and protects individuals from discrimination and harassment based on specific grounds, including race, ability, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression, among others. Under these laws, employers are obligated to prevent and respond to sexual harassment and violence at work and have a responsibility to ensure a safe and respectful work environment. This resource aims to provide practical information on these laws, including protections, reporting procedures, and the complaints processes. Changes to the Canada Labour Code came into force through what is referred to as the regulations on January 1, 2021. The changes clearly position harassment and violence as an occupational health and safety issue, with responsibilities and rights for employers and employees. The changes to the regulations focus on three key pillars. Number one, prevention, by implementing measures to prevent incidents of harassment and violence before they occur. Number two, response, by ensuring a timely and effective response to incidents of harassment and violence. And number three, support, by assisting employees impacted by harassment and violence. These pillars work together to create a comprehensive framework for preventing and responding to harassment and violence and for supporting individuals who experience it in federally regulated workplaces. To learn more about sexual harassment and violence and the regulations, visit the Respect at Work website at itsnotpartofthejob.ca for free resources and online training. The Canadian Human Rights Act provides protection from harassment on specific prohibited grounds of discrimination. Examples of grounds of discrimination include race, nationality, religion, age, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity and gender expression, marital status, family status, genetic characteristics, disability, and record suspension. Some key parts of the Canadian Human Rights Act include Section 14, which prohibits harassment based on specific prohibited grounds of discrimination, Section 14(1), which prohibits retaliation against individuals who file a complaint or someone who is acting on their behalf, Section 65(1), which notes that employers are responsible for the actions of their workers, contractors, and anyone they have an employment relationship with, Section 65(2), which states that organizations must demonstrate due diligence to prevent and respond to harassment. The Act also states that measures must be accessible, clear, and effective in their efforts to prevent and respond to harassment and violence to avoid liability. A human rights-based approach focuses on the individual by showing compassion for the person and prioritizing the individual's needs over the process. It takes a holistic view, recognizing the intersecting factors that shape lived experiences, such as race, gender, sexual orientation, and ability. It helps contextualize behaviors of harassment and violence by considering broader systemic factors that shape how people are perceived and treated or mistreated at work. This can help show a broader pattern of behavior that might be otherwise dismissed as appropriate conduct. This concludes Module 1, An Introduction to Supporting Workers Experiencing Sexual Harassment and Violence in Federally Regulated Workplaces. Module 2 of the series will explore the process for reporting sexual harassment and violence and related workers' rights in federally regulated workplaces under the regulations. A friendly reminder that the accompanying toolkit is available on itsnotpartofthejob.ca, and we encourage you to refer to it if you are looking for more information or specific supports.